Aladdin and the Magic Lamp. Once upon a time, in a distant land where the sun rises, there lived a widow who had a son named Aladdin. They were very poor, and while his mother worked hard, Aladdin spent his time wandering with the other children in the village. One afternoon, while playing with his friends in the village square, a mysterious stranger approached him. The man was richly dressed. He wore a turban adorned with emeralds and sapphires, and his small black beard made the strange sparkle in his eyes, darker than coal, stand out. "Are you not Aladdin, son of Mustafa the tailor?" said the man.
"Yes, sir, that's me," replied Aladdin.
"My boy, would you like to earn a lot of money, 100 rupees?
"Oh, yes, sir, I would do anything to bring that much money home to my mother."
"Then listen, Aladdin. All you have to do is pass through a trapdoor that's too small for me and bring me an old lamp." So Aladdin followed the man with the black beard to a place far from the village. They lifted a heavy stone, and the slender and agile boy slipped through the narrow opening. A few steps led into the ground. The man took off the ring he wore on his finger and handed it to Aladdin. "Put on this ring. It will protect you from danger." At the bottom of the steps, Aladdin discovered a large cave. It was filled with chests, gold jars overflowing with jewels, trees bending under the weight of gemstone fruits, large bowls full of diamonds and pearls, an immense treasure. Aladdin was suddenly pulled out of his stupor by a voice shouting, the lamp, Aladdin, bring me the lamp." The boy looked all around him and finally saw an old oil lamp placed on a chest. It seemed very dull amidst all these riches. Why did the stranger want this worthless lamp when the cave contained such immense treasure? He was probably a magician. Anxious, Aladdin took the lamp and slowly made his way back to the surface.
"Are you going to hurry up?" the man said. "Give me the lamp."
"Help me out first," replied Aladdin.
"Give me the lamp first," shouted the stranger.
Worried, Aladdin put the lamp in his pocket and went back down the steps without replying.
"Well, since you like it so much here, stay here forever."
And in anger, the man rolled the heavy stone over the narrow opening. Lost, alone in the dark, Aladdin wrung his hands in sorrow and despair. Suddenly, the ring he wore on his finger began to shine. An imposing creature appeared with eyes like flames. He was taller than a giant. His voice made the cave tremble.
"I am the genie of the ring. Speak, and I will obey you."
"I want to go home," murmured Aladdin.
Immediately, Aladdin found himself with his mother, to whom he told his strange adventure. As she refused to believe him, the boy gave her the old lamp.
Then, as she listened, she began to polish the lamp to give it a little shine so she could sell it at the market. When she had rubbed it 3 times out of the lamp in the midst of thick smoke, came another genie even more frightening than the one from the ring.
"I am the lamp genie. Speak and I will obey you."
From that day on, Aladdin and his mother wanted for nothing. Whatever their desires, the genie granted them on the spot. They even became the richest and most generous people in the region. Years passed. Aladdin was now a tall and handsome young man. One morning at the market, he met Jasmine, the Sultan's daughter. He fell madly in love with her. After testing him, the Sultan finally granted his daughter's hand to Aladdin. There was a sumptuous wedding, and then Aladdin and Jasmine went to live in a magnificent palace that the genie had conjured up overnight. One day when the princess was alone in the palace, a strange merchant stopped under her window.
"I exchange your old lamps for new ones," he shouted.
The princess thought he was mad, but as he insisted, and she didn't know the genie's secret, she went to fetch the old lamp and exchanged it with the merchant. He was none other than the evil magician who, having learned that a former beggar named Aladdin was marrying a princess, suspected that it must involve a genie's affair. As soon as the magician rubbed the lamp 3 times and, under Jasmine's frightened gaze, the genie appeared.
"I am the genie of the lamp. Speak and I will obey you." I am the black magician, your new master. You must obey me in everything.
Yes, master, command, and I will obey you.
The magician ordered the genie to transport them, him, the princess, and the palace, to a very distant land beyond the seas. The disappearance of Princess Jasmine plunged Aladdin into great sadness. Seeing that the palace and his daughter had disappeared, the Sultan ordered Aladdin to be thrown into a dungeon and his head to be cut off the next morning. In the dark dungeon, wringing his hands in despair, Aladdin remembered the ring. Once again, he turned to the ring genie.
"Take me to where my beloved is," he asked. "I cannot live without her."
In a flash, Aladdin found himself in the kitchen of his palace. Before him, Jasmine was preparing the magician's meal.
"Aladdin, you here?"
"Quickly, my love, take this powder and put it in the magician's meal. Trust me." Soon, the magician's snores could be heard, defeated by the sleeping powder. Aladdin seized the lamp and summoned the genie. He ordered him to take them back to their country as soon as possible. The Sultan wept for joy when he found his daughter and son-in-law. The whole city celebrated Aladdin and the princess's return with great feasts that lasted for a whole month. As for the wicked magician, he was chased out of the kingdom and he was never heard from again.